this setting the bar story, you just feel terrible. It's a brutal end to a foot race that took over an hour.
Oh, no. We're running for over an hour?
Yeah, it's a half marathon.
Okay, what happened?
Which, by the way, you know, you can sign up for the fun half marathon, KDF, that does. DerbyFestivalMarathon.com. Little shameless plug there. But if you can manage to make it through the day without losing a half marathon and $20,000 prize because you went the wrong way, you're
doing okay. No. Oh, no.
And listen, before you go, well, she shouldn't have gone the wrong way, she followed the lead motorcycle.
The lead
motorcycle turned the wrong way. So this happened literally in Atlanta at the U.S. Half Marathon Championships, U.S. Track and Field, right?
Okay.
And four runners who were in the lead by a lot just followed the lead motorcycle. The lead motorcycle took them off course, and I don't know why.
So I'm looking at the lead motorcycle, and I'm going, you had one job. One job. Know the course. Go the right way because people are going to follow you.
So the person who was winning, Jess McLean, she's fantastic, super fast. She went about a 1K out of the way.
Oh, no.
Ended up losing to the $20,000 prize money.
Oh,
now, listen,
no.
Here's actually Molly, who wound up in first place, kind of going, I won, but I don't feel like I should have.
I don't really feel like the U.S. champion just because of the whole situation that went down at the end. So, yeah, those girls were, like, pretty far ahead of me, so I was pretty sure I was coming in fourth.
Yeah, so she's all like, yeah, all right, I've mentally placed myself as fourth because these three are so far in front of me.
But I saw Carrie make the wrong turn, and they, like, corrected her like fairly quickly compared to the lead pack. And then the directors were like, go straight. So I guess I was the only one who went straight at that turn.
Yeah, so she's the only one who actually did the correct race.
Which, how jarring is that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a runner, you see the leaders and you think they know what they're doing and they're turning off, but then you're like, wait, this wasn't supposed to be the course, right? And that probably that little mental battle she was going through, like, should I follow them or should I just keep going? What do I do? Stay on and get off.
Right.
But yeah, I guess I was just very, very lucky, but it doesn't feel like I won.
Yeah, so.
Bless her heart. I totally get that because she knows those girls were way faster.
Yeah, and it's tough for everyone involved. Like those elite runners, those top ones.
Yeah, like had it not been for that mistake, they would have absolutely won. And it's hard not to feel bad about taking the prize when that's the case.
I know. And it's a $20,000 purse.
Oh.
You know, it's the title of being the U.S. half marathon champion. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's just, you know, and there are some people that are like, well, you should have memorized the course. If you're
a
elite runner, you should have the course memorized and know.
But sometimes you're in the zone, though, right?
In the moment.
You're concentrating on, like, the steps, your pace, like, your breathing.
Yeah, all that stuff.
I'm not
the person
runner,
that's next to you, right?
Yes.
Right. So,
so has anyone done a wellness check on the motorcycle driver?
I don't know. Right now, the USTF, you know, who put the race on is just like, well, it's just kind of like,
I feel like that's really the person whose responsibility it all falls on.
Right. So anyways.
And like, if anyone's going to make a statement, might be them.
I mean, what, you know, it's one thing to go the wrong way and to kind of lose, because I remember that happened a while ago at a 5K here where the course wasn't exactly 3.1 miles, which is a 5K. And most of the runners did a shortcut and they actually only ran 3 miles. So it shaved off 0.1, and then everybody's getting like PRs, like personal records and things like that. And then going, wait, no, that's not even right. And so there was a little bit of a hubbub there. So just Oh my gosh. But this is a half marathon. Man. This is after 13 miles.
And it's a championship
yes.
and there's money.
I know. It's all that. So anyways, tough way to go around it. It's that's your setting the bar story.
This is why I don't run.
This is the reason. You're right, Kelly. We found it. This is the reason. You were searching for a reason and here it is.
I'd get lost every time.
There it is.